Protesters in Egypt are now paying a price for a mob attack this month. People swarmed over the wall of the Israeli embassy. Now the military government in Egypt has responded. An emergency law curtailing civil rights will remain on the books until at least next June. Protesters who forced out Egypt's president this year wanted that decades-old law to go. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Cairo.
Scores of supporters of the Egyptians facing emergency trials gathered in downtown Cairo last week to protest the military's decision. They and other critics charge the law that allows for arbitrary arrests and harsh sentences with no appeal is being used by Egypt's military rulers to impose their will. Among those facing court is Taufik Mohamed Sarhan. The 23-year-old student was among 39 people arrested in the Giza neighborhood after a mob attacked the Israeli embassy there on September 9th. Supporters applaud Sarhan's mother when she asked why the military is using the same law created by Mubarak more than 30 years ago to punish his political enemies. She and other relatives of those swept up in a mass arrest in front of the embassy complained that no effort was made to distinguish between passers-by and those involved in the attack. Sarhan's sister, Nayera, says her brother was walking home but stopped to call the fire department because a police station near the embassy was in flames. She finds it ironic that Mubarak and his allies are being afforded their full rights under Egyptian law while ordinary citizens are being stripped of theirs.
How come my brother, who didn't do anything, that he goes to the emergency law courts and the others who really destroyed the whole country go to normal or civilian courts?
A military official who spoke on the condition he not be identified or recorded says the ruling council is using the emergency law to restore law and order. He says the military has expanded the existing emergency law to cover people who conduct sit-ins, shut down roads, or, quote, circulate rumors. Retired Major General Mohammed Qadri Said is a senior analyst with the state-funded Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies. He says the law also allows the military to bypass lengthy civilian proceedings and deal more quickly with those it deems a threat to national security.
They are under pressure because the economy is deteriorating because of security, and they cannot make some achievement in security without using this law.
But human rights lawyer Rajia Omran predicts the military decision will backfire. She, like many Egyptians, believes the military is trying to deflect a growing backlash over the more than 12,000 civilians it has hauled before military courts since Mubarak was ousted. Those military tribunals, like the emergency courts, bypass Egyptian civil rights laws and lead to stiff sentences, Omran says.
They think that this is the way of getting, like, the pressure off of them, but it's only going to make it worse because, actually, you know, there are more people that are going to be against emergency law than they were against the military courts because it affects everybody's lives, you know. It gives them the right to arrest anyone randomly, to, like, you know, prevent meetings from happening. It's a complete farce.
Ahmed Maher agrees. He is the co-founder of the April 6 youth movement that helped lead the uprising earlier this year. He was arrested repeatedly by state security officers under the emergency law during the Mubarak era. Maher accuses the military rulers of using the law to exert control over groups that disagree with them and to keep them from running in the upcoming elections.
We had a revolution, but in the end, they are still trying to bring back the old system and policies. The only person they've replaced is Mubarak.
Meanwhile, the military rulers say they will lift the emergency law when they feel circumstances in Egypt allow it. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.